coming up on Terp Weekly Edition.
University alert system and surveillance systems help solve a campus crime.
The health center gears up for a new flu season.
And new environment sustainability efforts turn the campus green.
Terp Weekly Edition starts now.
This is Terp Weekly Edition, a look at the issues and news in and around the University of Maryland College Park. Terp Weekly Edition is produced by students of the Philip Merrill College of Journalism in cooperation with WMUC Radio.
Welcome to Terp Weekly Edition. I'm Josh Narotsky.
And I'm Shauna Stewart. University police arrested three suspects within 15 minutes of their alleged assault and robbery of a 27-year-old non-student last week, aided in large part by a campus security video system. The three were charged with robbery, conspiracy to commit robbery, and second-degree assault. One of the men was also charged with possession of a concealed dangerous weapon after police found a 3-inch folding knife in his possession. The suspects allegedly attempted to steal the contents of the victim's pockets as he walked on campus toward Pinecourt Drive. Diamondback reported that the suspects fled the scene and were later tracked down by police using footage from campus security cameras. The men were identified on tape and were then apprehended by the police at the College Park CVS.
You may receive them in your email or on your cell phone. Alerts from campus security aimed at keeping students out of harm's way. Terp Weekly Edition's Michael O'Neill tells us how the program is going and why it may be the reason for a significant drop in the crime so far this year.
Almost 2 years after the tragedy of Virginia Tech left 32 dead, Maryland officials installed a system intended to keep that from ever happening here. The UMD Text Alert System, already in its third school year, sends what it calls email crime alerts to 65,000 students and faculty, alerting them when a crime has taken place. 25,000 people have alerts sent to their mobile devices. According to Police Major Jay Gruber, who oversees the program, he believes the system so far is thriving.
It's like an insurance policy. You know, as long as you pay your premium and you keep up to date, you probably never have to use it, but if you need it, it's there, ready to go.
Still, to freshman communication major Sam McMahon, it's best to err on the side of caution following a recent robbery of two people near the intersection of Knox Road and Princeton Avenue.
It makes me really nervous because, like, that's a really popular place where people hang out at night, and it could happen to anyone, really. And especially nerve-wracking as a girl, because a lot worse could have happened.
But police have since made several arrests in this case, and from another assault that took place by McKeldin Library over the summer. Assaults and robberies so far this semester have seen a dramatic decrease. The alert system could be one reason for this reduction. Freshman Government and Politics major Amanda Fitzgerald believes receiving the alerts keep her from running into danger.
I know where not to go, and I don't have to worry about, like, running into people I don't want to.
Major Gruber hopes to make it easier for students to sign up for text message alerts. He suggests inserting a link on the popular Testudo website, where students can simply type in their cell phone number and receive alerts via text message on their mobile phone. The UMD Text Alert System, adding an element of security for many in the campus community. In College Park, I'm Michael O'Neill for Terp Weekly Edition.
Looking for midnight munchies? You can no longer buy them from late-night sorority food sales. The university has suspended the fundraisers for now due to concerns that large crowds and loose cash could lead to crime.
Put down your phone or pick up your checkbook. As of October 1st, Maryland drivers are prohibited from text messaging on roads and highways. Drivers under 18 or with learner's permits or intermediate licenses, are forbidden from using cell phones at all. The bill was signed by Governor O'Malley on April 7th. With these new laws, police officers can pull drivers over solely because they are texting while driving. Those who can't put down their cell phones could face fines as high as $5,000.
Coming up, a new study shows students are putting themselves at risk for the H1N1 virus, and we look at a new initiative to encourage peace on campus. Mm-hmm.
This is Terp Weekly Edition. I'm Josh Narotsky.
And I'm Shauna Stewart. We'll be giving you regular updates on important stories throughout the semester, including news on the H1N1 virus, campus peach initiative, and of course, sports. This week, we'll start with an important health issue, the H1N1 virus, so-called swine flu.
For months, students have been hearing all about the swine flu, suggestions on ways to avoid it, and guidance on when to get vaccinated. But one new study shows despite all the warnings, students aren't taking the basic steps to avoid the flu. Shauna has more on this topic.
Walk into the University of Maryland Health Center, and you're sure to see the walls lined with posters telling students how to avoid swine flu, from washing their hands more often to using hand sanitizer. But a recent study from North Carolina State University shows that even though health experts are warning college students about the dangers of swine flu, students aren't taking the basic steps to avoid catching the virus. In other words, students aren't washing their hands. Dr. Sacred Bodison, director of the UND Health Center, says the study doesn't surprise her, especially if students weren't washing their hands very often before the swine flu breakout.
Well, students are social beings, and so if you're not feeling ill, then you don't really think about these things, and they're not part of your previous behaviors before the swine flu. And so it's hard to really change your habits.
After she heard the study, UMD junior Marley Rottheimer wasn't surprised.
I think it's true because I personally don't go around washing my hands and sanitizing any more so than I normally have in the past, before swine flu.
When asked why, she said she wasn't too concerned about getting the virus.
I just don't think I'm really going to get it. I don't get sick that often, and it's just an inconvenience to have to run and wash my hands, and I don't fear the illness. If I get it, I get it. I'll get through it.
Sophomore Mitchell Barker isn't very worried either.
I haven't gotten swine flu yet, so as long as I'm careful, I feel like I'll be fine.
Senior Dean Chrisman isn't shocked by some students' casual attitude about the flu and understands why students aren't too worried.
No, because the swine flu actually, it's just about the same amount of deadliness as a regular flu. And I caught swine flu early in the summer, and I took DayQuil, NyQuil, and drank lots of water and got some rest, and then I got over it. And this is without any vaccines or anything. So it didn't give me pause, and I think that if people just do what they normally do, I think they should be all right.
But he says despite students' attitudes about the virus, the health center shouldn't stop putting up flyers reminding students to wash their hands.
I think it's necessary because most people, I'm starting to see, don't practice that kind of cleanliness. So if it doesn't cost that much and it's promoting a good thing, I don't have a problem with the flyers being around or anything.
In College Park, this is Shauna Stewart for Terp Weekly Edition. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and the campus community is doing its part to help spread the word. The university's healthcare center wants to make sure students know about the danger of unhealthy relationships. Red flags have been placed all over campus, reminding students to look for warning signs of abusive relationships. You may also see posters depicting students detailing the potentially dangerous red flag behaviors. A number of events are planned throughout the month. We'll keep you up to date. And if you want to get involved in the campaign, go to www.redflagcampaign.org.
The university has declared this semester the Semester on Peace, a drastic change from last spring's theme of war. The project is being led by the UMD Baha'i Chair for World Peace and is geared towards Maryland faculty, staff, and students. Jan Tunney of the Baha'i Chair and coordinator of the Semester on Peace shared the goal of the project and its successes with Terp Weekly Edition's Kara Crawford.
And really, that's what peace is about, is we're looking for ways that people can transform themselves. People can step outside of their normal studying, partying, you know, walking around, and see what's there around them that connects them to peace. And I think more and more people are finding that. We're having events all the time coming in and asking if they can be a part of the Semester on Peace, even the chemistry department.
The Semester on Peace is sponsoring several upcoming events, including a dance therapy seminar with David Allen Harris, who is known for his work with the Lost Boys of Sudan, and a visit from the author of What is the What, Dave Eggers.
Throughout the semester, we'll bring you updates on the sports scene in and around College Park. But today, just a brief mention of an event that took place this past weekend. On Friday night, 7 new members were inducted in the university's Athletic Hall of Fame. Five are accomplished student athletes. One is a championship coach. The seventh inductee is best known as simply Voice of the Terrapins. This year marks the beginning of Johnny Holiday's 31st behind the microphone at Terp football and basketball games, with over 1,000 broadcasts. Congratulations to Johnny and all of this year's inductees.
Stay with us throughout the semester. We'll keep you updated on all of these stories each week right here on Terp Weekly Edition.
Coming up, the campus goes green and a professor receives a high state honor. This is Terp Weekly Edition. I'm Shauna Stewart.
And I'm Josh Narotsky.
The Terps are going green. President Mo announced this week at the university's first climate action plan. This detailed plan is in accordance with the university's goal to become a carbon neutral campus. In 2007, President Mo signed down with the American College and University President's climate commitment. Since then, he's been working with the various groups on campus to lower university greenhouse emissions. Part of the push to go green on campus is a new University Sustainability Council. This group of students, staff, and administrators will advise the president and focus on helping the university set and meet long-term sustainability goals. To learn more about how you can help the campaign or to read up on new Sustainability Council, visit the group's website at www.sustainability.umd.edu.
Looking for a way to break out of an early autumn rut? Why not head to D.C. this weekend and paint the town green at the D.C. Annual Green Festival? This event has something for everyone, from panel discussions on greening your home to an eco-friendly fashion show. Music performances and movies will also be shown throughout the two-day gathering. College students, heads up. The festival is also looking for students to volunteer in short shifts throughout the weekend. Volunteers get a free t-shirt and a backstage pass to all the fun. For more information or to purchase tickets, check out the website at www.greenfestivals.org.
On a campus as large as this one, the university transportation system becomes a very important part of student life. As my co-anchor and Terp Weekly Edition reporter Josh Nicorzi found out, students now face some different options when taking university shuttles downtown to College Park.
When students arrive back on campus, they notice some changes in bus routes. The newly instituted Green Line takes students into neighborhoods near Fraternity Row, an area which the Orange Line previously served. Director of Transportation Services David Allen said that after meeting with student government groups, he found that the new routes got students to downtown College Park more directly.
We brought in SGA, GSG, and the Resident Student Association, and had a plan that we thought would be more direct to get more people to where they wanted to go, which is down toward City College Park.
Another route, the Silver Line, had to be eliminated due to budget constraints.
The entrance over by Mullet Lane Garage, we, for a year, paid someone to open and close that gate for our bus. We can no longer afford to do that. The Silver went through that gate. So without that gate being available to us, it wasn't a viable run anymore.
However, not all are happy with the new routes, such as junior physics major Josh Cronin.
My girlfriend lives on North Campus, and the orange bus used to run from 5 minutes from, or five feet from where I am to 5 feet from where she lives, and now I have to walk, you know, I have to walk like a quarter mile to get to the orange bus stop in order to get up to North Campus.
In College Park for Terp Weekly Edition, I'm Josh Narotsky.
A University of Maryland professor received a high honor this week when he was named the state's newest poet laureate. Professor Stanley Plumbley is the author of 9 books and has earned numerous awards for his literary works. Plumbley accepted his award before a large crowd, revealing his humor and wit.
Donate as much money as possible to your local poets. I was, in fact, going to tell the government, I was willing to donate my poet laureate salary to the state in order to help balance the budget.
So what is the annual salary of the State Poet Laureate? There isn't one.
That's all for this week's Terp Weekly Edition. I'm Josh Narotsky.
And I'm Shauna Stewart. We'll be back next week with more news from in and around College Park. And don't forget, you can take us with you. Find our podcast at www.umd.edu.
This has been TERP Weekly Edition, produced and written by students of the Philip Merrill College of Journalism in cooperation with WMUC Radio. Please join us next week at the same time for a look at the issues in and around the University of Maryland College Park.